Other parag hey mishma aleph. Beishame oimrim hegdish toes hegdish. Ubeitilo oimrim eno hegdish. Beishame says somebody who is mocked something betos, it is anyway hegdish, as Beishame learns out from tmura, as somebody who makes a tmura, it becomes kadosh even though he did so betos, as we learned this out from a pasuk Bahayahu utmaraso yiyah kodesh, and we learn out from the word yiyah that even if he makes a tmura betos, it is considered hegdish. Ubeitilo oimrim eno hegdish. Beitilo argues, and they say we do not learn out from tmura, as we do not learn out tchilas hegdish, somebody who is being mazdish something in the beginning, from sof hegdish or tmura, that somebody who already made something hegdish wants to make another behema kadosh like the first behema, that is sof hegdish, and we don't learn out tchilas hegdish from sof hegdish. Ketzat, what would be a case of hegdish toes? Amar shor shachar sheyese me beisi rishon hareyu hegdish v'yotza lovan. Somebody says, the black shore that comes out of my house first should be hegdish. And it was a white shore that came out first. Beishame oimrim hegdish. Beishame says that white shore becomes hegdish, as hegdish betos havi hegdish. Now, even though he says outright over here that the black shore that comes out should be hegdish, so therefore, even according to Beishame, the white shore should not be hegdish, as this is not even hegdish betos. He bechlau was not magdish the white shore. The Gemara explains that he really meant to be mocked as the first shore that would come out, regardless of whether it was black or white. Just he figured that the black shore would come out first, so therefore he said shore shachar. So this is a toast, as he mistakenly believed that the shore shachar would come out first. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, the first shore that comes out, even if it's lovin, would be kadosh. Ubeis Hillel oimrim eino hegdish. Beis Hillel says the shore lovin that goes out would not be hegdish, as since he was magdish betos, as he thought the shor shachar would come out, and really was the lovin that came out, hegdish betos, lo havi hegdish. Mesachet nazir perek hei mishna beis. Diner zav sheyale biyadi rishon harehu hegdish, va'ala shol kesef. Beishame oimrim hegdish, ubeis hilo oimrim eno hegdish. Somebody who said the first gold coin that comes up into my hand should become hegdish, and a silver coin came up into his hand first, Beishame said that silver coin becomes hegdish, as Beishame holds hegdish betos havi hegdish. Even though he said outright that the gold coin that comes into his hand should be hegdish, and a silver coin came up, so even if hegdish betos havi hegdish here, it shouldn't be hegdish at all, even according to Beishame. We already explained in the previous Mishnah that really he wanted that the first coin that comes up should be hegdish, regardless whether it is kesef or zav. Just he figured that the gold coin would come up first, and the silver coin actually came up first, so therefore this is a toast that he mistakenly believed the gold coin would come up first, and Beishame holds hegdish betos havi hegdish, and Beis Hillel holds hegdish betos lo havi hegdish, so therefore the silver coin would not be hegdish according to Beis Hillel. Chavish shel yayin shetala biyadi rishayna harehi hegdish v'olsa shel shemen. Beishame oimrim hegdish. Ubeis Hillel oimrim eino hegdish. Somebody who said the first barrel of wine that comes up into my hand should be hegdish, and a barrel of oil came up into his hand first, Beishame said that barrel of oil should be hegdish, since Beishame hauled hegdish betos havi hegdish, and he really wanted that the first barrel should be hegdish, regardless of whether that barrel is oil or wine. He just figured that the yayin would come up first, and actually the shemen came up first, so therefore this is a toast, and according to Beishame it is hegdish, and Beis Hillel holds hegdish betos lo havi hegdish, so therefore the chavish or shemen is not hegdish.